ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 proudly present The Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of The Killer Bees.
Don't sweat the technique.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, bringing you the fastest 3 hours in Houston sports radio, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Ooh, what a big town. Hey, how we doing?
He's Blank, I'm Branham. It is Brian behind the glass, and it's a Tuesday edition of the Killer Bees on ESPN.
Tuesday.
Sketch is Tuesday. Cutting me off. Tuesday. Also a Taco Tuesday edition of the Killer Bees. What's up, brother? The Astros have made their roster move. Joey Loperfido is not going to play first base, at least initially, which that's bad news. We can talk about that. But they have sent down, actually, they didn't send down. They placed on the injured list Gray Kessinger. He got shoulder discomfort by sitting the bench, Blinkers. He is hurt.
Well, let's think about this, Jeremy. If Javier can get hurt because of the pillows in Mexico, then maybe Gray Kessinger was squeezed into
Well, Javier was hurt before them.
Well, but they said that he re-aggravated it.
They did?
No, not recently. I'm saying he got hurt. Wasn't it his neck injury was because of he slept on it funny?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe Gray Kessinger got squeezed down the plane ride home. He had a bad seat, and maybe something happened to his shoulder.
To be clear, Javier's fine?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay. You threw me off there. Yeah, it's weird, but Loperfido, it's his major league debut. Joey Loperfido, the roster move is that they've placed on the injured list Gray Kessinger, which he was an option as a guy who would get sent down anyways. It does make it difficult for Joe Espada. The fact that he's only going to have Mauricio Dubon as a backup infielder, does this mean Mauricio Dubon plays less outfield? I kind of doubt it. I still think Dubon's going to play outfield. Now it's going to, you know, it's going to make a spot to manage a little bit if there's like an injury, late game substitution, stuff like that. None of this stuff is very, very hard. But it is going to limit what Joe Espada has at his disposal because now you're carrying an extra corner outfielder. Maybe you can play a little bit of center and a third first baseman.
Yeah, I think when you look at it, maybe guys on the infield aren't going to have as many days off. You're not going to be able to rest the guys that you want to rest as much because of the fact that Dubon is still such a vital part of this team right now because Chaz is also dinged up. He's not on the injured list, but he's dinged up. Evidently, that's why he didn't play in Mexico, and they're still monitoring him, opening up another role possibility for Joey Loperfido. But it basically tells you for the time being, because of the fact that Espada said he wants Joey to be comfortable at his natural position, so he's going to play outfield to start, that we're still going to deal with the platoon from hell at first base and the lack of productivity that goes with it, and that's a bit disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know if you can, like, give the infielders more. I don't know how the infielders can play more. Jose Altuve and Jeremy Peña have played in literally every game. Alex Bregman only missed games when he was sick. So, like, those guys already play a lot. They've literally played every single game that they've been available.
But I'm just saying the dusty philosophy of giving guys healthy days off is not going to happen anytime soon.
Which, don't know if I love that. I mean, it's a grind. Does it lead some guys into a lack of productivity later in the year if they're not getting any off days in April and May? Maybe.
But it also lends itself to the fact that if you were leading the division right now or you were in a winning record, it would probably lend itself to a manager giving guys some days off. But the fact that you've dug such a hole for yourself early in the season and every day you're grinding to get back above 500 and then beyond, maybe that's why. And maybe if they do get back to respectability and more, there will be time for those guys to get some time off. But right now they're kind of all hands on deck.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, this is interesting. Eric just said that Chandler Rome reported that Abreu's being optioned tomorrow. Let me look this up real quick. When do you think that Joey Loperfido makes his first start at first base? Yes. Yeah. Jose Abreu has decided to be optioned to West Palm Beach. Veteran players with options left can choose to make this decision if a team asks. Otherwise, they can block it. This will open up another roster spot tomorrow.
Wow.
So Jose Abreu has been optioned to West Palm Beach starting tomorrow. That's pretty significant.
It's very significant. So, now, what is that in terms of the designation? Is that an injury? Is that a rehab? Is that to work on things? How do you designate someone to West Palm?
I guess that he can. I would have to know. So I had heard earlier today that this was a possibility. I heard that John Singleton was safe, and I heard that it was a possibility that Jose Abreu would go to West Palm Beach. Now, I don't really understand the logistics. The only thing that I could, like, guess is that Jose Abreu is, like, given it, like, he signed off on it. Mm-hmm. I still thought he would have to be DFA'd, but it's not like anybody was going to claim him anyways. So that part of it is interesting. But Michael Schwab just tweeted that. Apparently Chandler Rome has tweeted that as well, that Jose Abreu is going to West Palm Beach effective tomorrow to get some at-bats and his timing back. Okay. And he's not with the Astros today. This was GM Dana Brown, according to Chandler Rome. So it's interesting that they placed Kessinger on the IL and just didn't make this the roster move. So I imagine that David Hensley will probably be called up tomorrow to be the backup infielder. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of two different moves. Kessinger, I wonder if it's a significant injury or like a real injury. I would imagine that it is. But Jose Abreu leaving tomorrow is going to probably bring up David Hensley so they can get another infielder on the bench. So
I would love to see Cabbage get more time, but at this time, right where they're at right now, you're right. I mean, they need depth backups for infielders just in case and because. So that seems like the logical move.
So that's big news. Jose Abreu is not with the Houston Astros, and Jose Abreu will be going to West Palm Beach effective tomorrow. He is not on the 26-man roster. Does Jose Abreu ever make it back with the Houston roster, with the Houston Astros?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think he does.
He's going to have to produce?
Well, I think that this was just an option that we didn't know about that gives them a chance to avoid DFAing him and seeing if there's a chance for him to get his swing back. But I think that because he's willing to do this for them, do a solid, and go down there and work on some things, that I believe that when he feels like he's ready, that means they'll do him a solid and bring him back at least one more time.
Yeah, he's going to have to produce, though. Because, like, the Astros are literally paying money for Jose Abreu to go away. This isn't that much different than a DFA. He's no longer with the Astros big league team. They're paying him money to go to West Palm Beach to work on his swing. This is what the Blue Jays did last year with Alek Manoah.
That's right. But
Manoah had options. So I don't really know the logistics behind Jose Abreu being able to take that same route. But if Abreu doesn't show them anything, I don't think he ever makes it back to the Astros.
I think that he will get an opportunity at the big league level at least one more time. So regardless, I don't know what he's going to show because I don't know who he's working with or if it's just, you know, cage time and live pitching time just to get timing back and try to get his swing somewhat to where it looks major league ready. But then I believe he will have one more stint with the Astros to try and see if he's figured it out. I don't know how long that would be, but I would think that after that time, the decision has to be made.
Do you think that he has to show them stuff though?
Oh, once he comes back up, absolutely.
No, I mean before then. Like if he's in West Palm Beach in extended spring training, he's getting blown away by single A guys. Why would they bring him up?
Yeah, no, I don't know if you know who he's going to be going. That's what I said. I don't know who he's going against, up against, and how they're going to be, you know, kind of grading him or evaluating him. But I would believe that if he says I feel like my swing is ready, that no matter who he was going up against, I think because he did them this solid in a way by taking this, I think that they'll give him one more chance with the big league club.
I think he's going to have to earn his way back up. I mean, they're making the decision on April 30th that you're lousy, you're not any good, you are a negative to us as a big league team, which, I mean, the statistics back that up. Hold on. The statistics back that up. He's on pace for a minus 6.9 war, breaking the record of a minus 4 war. He's going to have to show that he can find his swing again. I think that Jose Abreu's tenure as a Houston Astro is done. I think it's over. I think we've seen the last of Jose Abreu.
I think this is peeling the Band-Aid off. Like, if they were worried about hurting feelings, if they were worried about hurting the pride of Jose Abreu, I don't even know if they take this step. By them getting to the step of having the conversation, telling basically Jose, hey, you're a negative to us in the lineup. We need you to go fix your swing. We need you to go work on things. Yeah, I think that is a way of telling him you're going to have to earn your way back on this roster, and they've already gotten past the awkward conversation in the first place. So I don't think he comes back unless he is just absolutely crushing it down in Florida.
And I would disagree simply from the standpoint of I think this was more Bagwell's been working with him. They've been working with him. I'm sure they've had a lot of internal conversations with him, even when they moved him down in the order, to where if he agreed to do this, I think that they will give him one more shot with the big league club, no matter what he proves.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of games he's going to be playing in West Palm Beach, Florida, right. But it's extended spring training, so he'll get, like, at-bats. But if he's, like, having these at-bats to, like, the productivity of a 200 batting average with no pop, how in the world could you justify bringing him back? Yeah. I don't think you can.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't know how what they're putting him up against. I don't know how they're evaluating him. But unless he's going up against single and double A guys and looking ridiculous, and even still then, I think that they're going to find a way to give him one more shot.
713-780-ESPN. Have we seen the last of Jose Abreu with the Houston Astros? 713-780-3776. What's our expectations for Joey Loperfido? What does his slash line look like? How many dongs does he hit in his rookie year? When does he play first base? Busy show today. Cash it or trash it with the Killer Bees coming up a little bit later on in the program. That Deshaun Watson trade is all but done. How good does that look for the Houston Texans? Also, NBA playoffs. Maybe a big name out there that could be on the trading block should the Rockets pay notice. Should the Rockets be interested? But coming up next, is this the last we've seen of Jose Abreu with the Houston Astros? And let's talk about Loperfido. Joey Loperfido, what do we expect from him in this, his rookie season? 713-780-3776. We're on the Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN97.5. We're on YouTube at ESPN Houston. He's at Pac-Man Joel on Twitter. Brian's at Sack by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Branham. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So Jose Abreu will be, they haven't officially done this, he will be optioned tomorrow. So there's no corresponding move yet, according to Matt Kawahara, covers the Astros for the Houston Chronicle. So the Astros will be a man down on the bench tonight. They'll call somebody up tomorrow. But the big news here is Jose Abreu is off the Astros 26-man roster as soon as tomorrow. They are designating him to West Palm Beach, which is basically extended spring training. He'll work on his swing. He'll try to get young again. What do they sell down there in West Palm Beach? What can you fly in from Cuba? Can you fly in the good stuff? Can you fly in the stuff that Albert Pujols was allegedly on? I didn't say that he was on anything. Don't sue me, Albert Pujols. What can you get shipped down to West Palm Beach for Jose Abreu?
I mean,
can you get any deer antler?
I know that Florida. You can get anything.
Deer
Florida.
Antler, Cuban cigars.
I've seen some documentaries where I know that there's some people that used to be able to get stuff for players, but don't know.
I saw this documentary once called Scarface.
HGH.
I think he could get pretty much anything.
What was A-Rod's guy?
I don't know, but I know he had a connection to Miami.
Yeah.
Let's find Jose Abreu a little bit of the good stuff. Whatever it needs, let's find him some of the good stuff. So 713-780-ESPN.
Does that include the gold balls?
Whatever. I mean,
it's going to take a lot for a guy hitting.
You know what? I don't want the Goldilocks balls because that means that it would be juice for everybody else. And like, well, everybody has more power than Abreu.
But you could rotate him in and out,
I guess. I mean, it's kind of up to the umpire.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I want some performance-enhancing stuff. For Jose Abreu. I don't care what it is. Steroids, HGH, deer antler. Can we find Jose Abreu some illegal performance-enhancing drugs so we can try to salvage this contract, please?
Or better yet, then he gets dinged for having illegal substance and then he's gone,
there's
right?
That's my point.
Yeah, as I'm saying, you don't have to pay him.
Exactly. There's no risk to this. Like, you give him, you juice him to the gills. He comes back, he hits, he's hot for a month. He gets tested, he gets busted, you're off the hook with this contract. There's not a loss here. There is zero risk to putting Jose Abreu on the roids. No risk at all.
Is there a chance that he at least started experimenting with like lighter bats and things?
I mean,
he seems
sure.
Like he's pretty set in his ways, but I'm like, his swing has been so slow and he has been so behind fastballs.
Maybe he can start corking his bats.
I mean, do you think it's the difference between 2 to 3 ounces or do you think it's the difference between being 38 years old going on 50?
But I think that if you're swinging a lighter bat, it gets through the zone quicker. You have a little bit more bat speed that maybe that would help. But I also don't know that he's one of those guys that's willing to, you know, do that and say, oh, that, you know, that might be able to help him.
Yeah, Sure, let's try everything. I don't care. I mean, I'm literally here suggesting steroids. Yes, let's try a lighter bat. Let's try literally everything.
What were the Pujols bats that he borrowed to Maldi? They weren't allowed the ash bats or whatever?
I forget what they were called, but Maldi? Let's send those to West Palm Beach and get those. There is zero risk for Jose Abreu being suspended for anything, whether it's corking his bats, whether it's using the juice. I'm kidding, kind of. Now, it does get warm in Florida, and we know that Jose Abreu, as Dusty Baker said, not me, Dusty Baker once said that Latins like the warm weather. That was Dusty Baker's words, not mine. 713-780-ESPN. 0710, Brady, I agree with Blankers. You don't make this move just to get rid of the guy. The Astros don't want to give up on someone with that kind of contract. This is the last Hail Mary. Like, this is the last chance. Like, they're literally saying, we don't want you on our 26-man roster because you are killing us. So, I think he has to show some sort of pulse in West Palm Beach because you're literally telling him, like, we said, well, you can just DFA him. You're going to pay him money to go sit on his couch. They're paying him money to go vacation in West Palm Beach hoping to find his swing. So you're already halfway there. You might even be more than halfway there. Okay, well, if you suck at West Palm Beach, just go ahead and hit the couch. But this, to me, is one final Hail Mary. 713-780-ESPN, 3667. They still need a first baseman. Loperfito's an outfielder. I'd be happy for him to take Meyer's spot. Abreu is done. This is the equivalent of go get your groove back or you're gone. I agree with that point. Now, I think Loperfito can play first base. Maybe they don't want to put him there in his first game, maybe his first few games. We had heard that Jeff Bagwell, when he was in Sugar Land, he was working with Loperfito at first base. He's plenty good of an athlete. He played it in college. I ultimately think that Loperfito will eventually, and I think like within, I think by June, Joey Loperfito, if he can hit a little bit, I think by June, if Joey Loperfito can hit a little bit, is your starting first baseman and everyday first baseman.
Yeah, I think that tonight's just get your feet wet and get your indoctrination to Major League Baseball. But I think in short order, they're going to start trying him there and they're going to see how it goes. But like you said, the hitting is the main thing. I mean, a lot of guys, including Yiner on a fast track program, got to first base pretty quickly. And they said, we'll take our chances as long as there's a better bat in the lineup. And now because of the record and the situation that they're in, I think that if he hits at all, he definitely will get reps at first base. And I think you're right. I think maybe before June 1st, I think there could be a pretty good chance before then, if he's hitting, that he's going to pretty consistently play first base.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's by, like, that's the latest that he takes over that full-time, if he's hitting a little bit. Crisco says he's hanging, have him hang out with Adolis Garcia. I have no idea what you mean by that, Crisco. I have no idea what you mean about have Jose Abreu rub elbows with Adolis Garcia. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Larry, Pasadena, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Larry?
Yeah, I think J-Lo should be playing first base. And maybe if Abreu will button his jersey all the way to the top, and maybe Roger Clemens or the great Andy Pettitte can shoot him up with some steroids that would help him out. I'll hang up and listen.
Rack 'em.
There you go.
Rack 'em.
Anybody else with suggestions of what we're sending to West Palm to try and cure what ails Jose Abreu?
Maybe whatever they gave Brady Anderson that one year, he hit 50 home runs out of the blue.
Is there any negative to juicing Jose Abreu to the gills? Is there any negative here? I don't see any negative. Maybe the health of Jose Abreu.
Not from our selfish point of view, there's not.
Right.
Do you care?
He cares about losing the money if he's willing to take the risk.
Yeah. Would you – never mind. 713-780-3776. I don't know how buttoning up his uniform matters. I don't care if he had every single button undone. If Jose Abreu hit 300 with 30 bombs, I don't care if he plays half naked, to be completely honest with you. The J-Lo nickname. How do we feel about that?
I just thought about that when he said that.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't think I like it either.
I'm not going to call him J-Lo.
No, it's been done way too many times.
I'd rather call him Lopo. I like Lopo more than J-Lo. Lope? Just Lope?
I don't know. We're going to have to workshop this
one.
Yeah,
we got to work on that
a little bit. Yeah, J-Lo, Lopo. I don't like any of these now.
J-Lo is my least favorite. I don't want to call him J-Lo. Fake says maybe he needs the TB12 method. Hey,
whatever works.
Whatever works. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Abreu needs to button up the jersey and cut the crap off his chin. People are just hating now.
They are.
Like, we can sit here and talk about the production, but, like, who cares if he has a couple of buttons undone and he has an ugly, nasty goatee? Like, that stuff doesn't matter.
We've seen Tucker do it with the batting gloves. We've seen Bregman do it where in-game, remember that? Was it a year or two ago?
Yeah, he had different facial hair from a bat to a bat.
He was so frustrated with one of his at-bats early in the game that in between innings, he went down into the clubhouse and shaved his stash off.
Yeah, yeah. 7230, need to give Abreu directions to that clinic LeBron and A-Rod went to a bunch. I didn't know that LeBron had some of those accusations. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard
There's been
that.
Accusations forever, like all the way going all the way back to high school, how a guy that was 260 pounds was that big in high school and doing the things he was doing. And evidently...
It worked.
Evidently, I don't think the NBA tested for everything.
Really?
I'm not sure that they still don't.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get a little clinic going there. Where's the McNamee? That was Clemens' guy. That was Clemens and Pettit's guy.
That was just the trainer
Brian
guy?
McNamee.
Yeah, that's right. Brian McNamee with the light beer cans and all that they had going.
Yeah. Where's Brian? Can we get Brian McNamee on the first flight out of here to West Palm Beach to beat Jose Abreu?
Can we get Debbie Clemens to West Palm Beach? Because Roger threw Debbie under the bus.
Yeah. 4106, give Jose whatever Coach Bud Kilmore was trying to shoot into Tweeter's knee in Varsity Blues. Yeah, let's put that in both knees, both elbows, both shoulders. 4071, any chance Abreu doesn't give a bad word anymore since he gets paid no matter what and he's just done? Question mark.
If that was the case, then he'd just encourage them to DFA him. But for Dana to say that this was a mutual agreement and he agreed to go down there means that he still wants to play. He's trying to work it out.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a risk of somebody getting fat and happy and, you know, resting on one final contract. Like, that absolutely does exist in baseball. It does seem like Jose Abreu cares. I was reading the story from Alden Gonzalez, who was the dugout reporter from the ESPN game on Sunday, and he had a quote from Jose Abreu, and it made me feel sad. Like, we're sitting here making fun of him, but that's okay. But here's what Jose Abreu had to say through a translator in terms of, like, where he's at right now. He asked him about, like, the two RBI that he had on Saturday. He said, it's been a while. But he said, you know what's been the hardest thing for me, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, I feel embarrassed. The people in this organization brought me here to do a good job. I haven't done that. The hard thing, too, is that my teammates see that, and I haven't done my job, although they've always supported me, always been by my side, but I won't stay down. So that shows me that there is
a lot
care.
Of pride.
Yeah, there's pride. There's care. I don't think that he's just cashing checks and not caring. I think he's just old, washed up, and no longer good. But that did kind of pull my heartstrings a little bit.
For sure.
I felt bad.
At least he cares enough that that means something to him. Because you're right. There are guys that just look for that last payday and then just say, whatever happens, happens. And if you send me home, so be it. I'm taking care of for the rest of a couple lifetimes.
Yeah, so 713-780-ESPN. Have we seen the last of Jose Abreu? You know one thing that this does probably eliminate? The chase for history. You know, McGuire, Sosa, they had the chase for Maris. Barry Bonds had the chase for Hank Aaron trying to break the all-time record. We're probably not going to get the chase of history, Jose Abreu, with the worst war in Major League Baseball history. That is probably gone, and that makes me a little bit sad.
Is that because he has to finish the season?
Well, war is an accumulative stat. It's a counting stat.
Okay.
So if he's not playing, he's not going to add up negative war. And if he's not adding up negative war, it's going to be hard for him to break the all-time record.
Unless he comes back.
Are they
going to
give him that
again.
Much of a runway?
I think, well, I don't know how much.
You got to bring him back for history.
Like if
Astros will sell tickets.
If the Astros are out of the race and they're fire selling, you bring them back after July 31st.
Baby.
And we're seeing the chase for history as Jose Abreu tries to become the worst baseball player in
history. It's the Embrace the Suck Tour.
He was on pace to, what, double?
6.9, the record's 4. And he was in the 1930s. You were right about that yesterday. Yeah.
So, I mean, he can miss some time and still get this record. If he was on pace to almost double it.
His current war right now is the computer is really slow. It's loading up. Fangraph war right now is -1.2. Mm. He's got to get to -4. He was on pace for -6.9.
There's a chance.
He could miss a month and still get there.
A month's going to make it hard. Because he's -1.2 in 1 month. So if we're just assuming a -1 war, this is assuming that he's not getting better. This is assuming that he actually shows stuff in West Palm Beach. He's going to have to come back. Let's see.
He'll have
to play September. He'll have to play August. He'll have to play July. So he'd have to be up by July.
That's possible.
Definitely possible.
For the chase. I don't think it's possible. I think it's in play.
Well,
I think it's plausible. I think it's very low. And plus, that would require him playing every day. That would require
every day is a stretch for sure, no matter what.
I think this officially eliminates the chase for history.
Makes the Astros cowards if they don't let him chase history.
How close is West Palm to Miami?
I don't know.
I'd have to Google map it.
I mean, because, you know, you got the Rockets. Everything the Rockets need to be cured by is in Miami.
Isn't Miami
the booby trap?
Is Miami on the east side of Florida?
Miami's south side of Florida. It's down to the very bottom, right?
It's on the east side, though.
South side.
Yeah, it's south. It's like at the very tip.
Southeast.
Well, it's actually more east Florida than it is south Florida. Now, it's very southeast Florida, but it's on the east coast side of Florida. So West Palm Beach would be west, right? It doesn't look like it's that close. West Palm to, although West Palm's not popping up on the map.
Well, but I mean, he doesn't have much to do either. They could probably get him a ride to
he's
the.
He's gonna be working on his swing.
Well, but the booby trap can help.
Not, I mean, he's got a family and kids. What are you suggesting right now? I mean, have a heart.
You're suggesting a slump buster.
Wait a minute. We can suggest PEDs, but we can't. You know, the booby trap. I didn't say he has to participate, but he can go and relax. No,
this would upset his wife. This would not be good for his children. You're trying to disrupt his family. I'm just trying to make
good
him
for
muscular
his children
and
is
have
another
office.
Contract. He needs to get back on board and get himself another contract.
He's made plenty of money. He's made plenty of money. The chase for history is done. I think. You know what I think really helped here too? The GoFundMe. The GoFundMe. We started the GoFundMe, the fundraiser, to get Jose Abreu off of this team, and he's gone.
Jim Crane listens.
I think that I did this.
You did it.
I did this.
On Taco Tuesday, it's apropos.
I was the maverick and the trailblazer to raise the funds, all $102, to get Jose Abreu, not necessarily DFA'd, but to get reassigned into West Palm Beach. All right, is Jose Abreu done? Is he done as an Astro? 713-780-ESPN. West Palm Beach is definitely on the east side of Florida, says 5162. That's weird. Maybe it's an island or a peninsula or something. How is it West Palm Beach on the east side of Florida? They're dumb in Florida.
Do you want to guess his career earnings for anybody worried about his financial security?
Jose Abreu is probably close to $100 million.
Keep going.
150?
Do they count his total contract that he's got right now?
Probably. It's all
his
guaranteed.
Career earnings right now are estimated at $133,544,000.
Yeah, he doesn't need a new contract for the children. Think of the kids. He doesn't need that.
Oh, he sure doesn't.
All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's predict Loper Fido season. And if you want to weigh in on Abreu, you can. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN at 92.5.
Right now, I'm going to tell you about everybody at X-Golf. X-Golf, starting with Chris, the owner, all the way down to the staff. They're phenomenal. But X-Golf is fantastic for you if you are a golfer. If you love golf and you want to play golf and you always want to hit balls and be around golf and get your swing better, you need to know about X-Golf and Katie. They're the best simulators in the area. They're the only X-Golf simulators in the area, and these simulators are worldwide. They are the best. The putting is fantastic, and it is accurate. So is the chipping, and all of the different shots are always tracked for you. Shot tracker, that means distance, direction, spin, everything. So you can really dial in your entire bag, and you can hit balls at all times. You want to go there when it's raining outside and you missed your tee time? Absolutely. You want to get a simulator reserved because you want to hit balls at night? Go get them. And the great thing is, it's the best combination of a great sports bar and golf simulators all under one roof. That means you can watch all the sports, see all the games, eat great food, drink great drinks, and also get 18 holes of golf in, sometimes in less than an hour if you really step it up a little bit. But because you don't have to drive or walk to your shot after shot after shot, you take a whole lot of time out of the time-consuming effort of playing 18 holes. You can get a round of golf in about an hour. It's phenomenal. It's fantastic. You go once, you'll be there again and again. Check them out right now online. Check out X Golf in Katy and tell them I sent you by.
ESPN. 97.5.
Listening to the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
We've got a feature restaurant to highlight this week, Highway Cantina in Edo. Edo, a great Tex-Mex destination before and after ball games and certainly for Cinco de Mayo. Thanks to Highway Cantina, our feature restaurant this week. So West Palm Beach is on the east side of Florida. Twitchers are making fun of us for our geography. Sorry, I didn't grow up in Florida.
Good question. I didn't either.
Didn't grow up in Florida. I grew up in Texas. And my geography sucks. So, sorry. Not sorry. Matt saying that, well, you know, at least Jose Abreu can put aside his pride. Yeah, I mean, that it is admirable, and I do feel sad for Jose Abreu failing, but at the same time, I want to win ball games.
I want to win ball games, and it's a whole hell of a lot easier to put your pride aside when you're making the kind of money that he's making. Like, if I'm making $19 million a year for 3 years and I suck and you want to feel bad for him, that's one thing. But the reason why he probably has so much pride is because he knows he's stealing money right now.
Probably. But yeah, but a lot of guys would just be like, screw you.
No, I love
I'll take my money and go home and retire early. Like, absolutely. You're not going to go, like, grind it out in West Palm Beach and work on your swing and try to have this comeback tour. So I do think that that's admirable. He could have very easily said, no, just DFA me and I'm going to retire early and go, you know, not work anymore. So I do respect that. Do I want to see him play with the Astros for the foreseeable future? No. Now, if he finds it and he's hitting and doing well in the minors, okay, let's see what it looks like again at the big league level. But I don't want to see him in an Astros uniform for the foreseeable future. And if he's not like crushing single A pitching, I never want to see him again.
Yeah.
But I will respect the fact that he's going to continue to grind and work as opposed to just going at home and taking his money.
Good on him, because there are guys that probably would have just taken his money and gone home. But at the same time, I don't have a whole hell of a lot of sorrow for a guy that's made $133 million in his career and is basically getting free money since he's been an Astro. I would hope he tries to work it out and try and figure things out and give it figure out one way to do something to be productive the rest of the season and beyond. But I'm sure at a certain point he'll pull the plug and realize I'm good.
Yeah. I have to commend anyone who's willing to put his ego aside, go to work on his swing. Agree with that. All right. Lo Perfetto, this texter, it's two. Okay. He's predicting his stat line for Lo Perfetto. He says 269, 14 homers, 15 stolen bases, entertaining enough to get a few Rookie of the Year votes, ticks off Astro hitters by driving the turnaround and following hotshot rookies out of nowhere like Correa, Diaz, Bregman. I don't know why that would... Oh, Astro haters, like Dodger fans and stuff. I get you. What do you think that Joey Lo Perfetto is going to do in his rookie year? Predict his slash line, his stat line.
I think he's going to hit 250-ish. I'll say he hits 250-ish. He hits 12 bombs. He has 10 stolen bases. He drives in 30 runs.
Okay. All right. What do you got, Brian?
I've got the batting average a little bit lower. I think he hits about 225, 230. Slash, though, OPS, I would put up about 750. And I think with him being up now for, what, 5 months, basically, is what he could potentially get. I think the counting stats are going to be a little bit higher. I'll go 18 homers, 50 RBI, and 15 steals.
The RBIs is going to be dependent on, like, where he hits in the lineup and stuff. So, like, that's hard to predict. Like, I don't expect him to be hitting
where
in the middle
where
of the
order. Where do you expect him to hit? We haven't seen the lineup
after
yet.
After Yiner, after Pena, fifth. Yiner's hitting sixth. Chaz has been reeling. I could see him in the seventh spot.
Yeah,
it depends on how
seven.
He's going, too, right?
But bottom, we can just like make it one blanket three. Universal and say the bottom third.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it'll be bottom third.
Yeah, I could see him as seven.
But seven makes sense.
If he's got the speed that translates, though, I wouldn't mind him necessarily as a dual sort of leadoff man in front of Altuve.
A little further down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't hate Dubon hitting seventh either.
Agreed.
I'm almost calling him J-Lo, and Lo Perfetto hitting eighth. So, yeah, bottom third, I think, is the easy way to sum it up. I have him hitting 230, 320 on base, 450 OPS, which is a pretty lot, or 450 on, slugging, which added up, it leads to a 770 OPS. That might be lofty, but I'm a homer. Also, I'm going to give him 20 home runs because he's going to hit tanks. Like, it's strikeout, tanks, not much in between, and 15 stolen bases. So 230, 320, 450 is my slash line, which might be optimistic. 20 home runs, which might be optimistic, and then 15 stolen bases. For Lo Perfetto.
The funny thing for me is, and he must have great bat speed, because when we sat down with him, he just didn't seem like an overly muscular guy or a guy, but the extra base
hits. No, he's not a Hulk.
Yeah,
he's got more what looked like more lean muscle than bulky muscle.
He's kind of like me, you know. He's got this lean muscle that's really,
that's
really strong.
About
you know, you look at me, you're like, that's not a muscular guy, but then you see me in the gym lifting some weights, like, he's got lean muscle. He's got lean muscle, incredible power. He's like a stick of dynamite.
He's got sneaky power. That's the thing.
See,
that
I don't think it's that
me.
Sneaky. He's long. He's 6'4", 225. Like, it doesn't surprise me that a guy's 6'4", 225 that's a good
athlete generate bat speed. At that size, he's going to generate bat speed.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that he has pop. Like,
he just didn't look 6'4" when
you
he
don't
sat
think
down.
So?
I didn't.
Well, I mean, when he sat down.
Well, but he walked sat down, yes.
I mean, I'm 6'2 and a half, 6'3, and I stood next to him, and he looked slightly taller than me, so I think 6'4 is legit.
I mean, Altuve's 5'6", and he's a 30 home run guy.
But Altuve is jacked up.
Yeah, I mean, Lo Perfetto does have, like, more lean muscle. Altuve is jacked up. He kind of looks like you, I think. He's, big biceps.
Man, the couple times I've been near him in person, he I don't know if he lives in the weight room before and after games or whatever, but literally he and Springer were the two guys that I don't think TV does them justice in terms of realizing how jacked up both those guys are and were.
Yeah, he definitely is. 5-7-4-2, why so many stolen bases for a guy who is boom or bust? Well, he walks a lot. He's not going to be strikeout, home run. He does walk a lot, and he's got good speed. And Espada likes the aggressive base running.
That's the key, and Joe likes to run, so I'm sure he's going to have opportunity.
9229 sounds like his big league comp would be Joey Gallo. 9457, it sounds like the ceiling for Joey Perfido is Joey Gallo, potential for pop.
Welcome to yesterday.
A lot of strikeouts.
We talked about that yesterday.
I wonder where they got that idea.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
I wonder where they got that idea.
Huh, interesting.
You know, I won't say who, but a local sports reporter the day after we said we needed to see more fire from Joe Espada, and when he gets thrown out, get fired up, put that out there. I was like,
Who said that?
Randy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I would say to that guy who texted a minute ago about him stealing bases and maybe not that being a part of his profile, 32 steals in 2022, 27 in 2023.
I think he has like 14 this year already, too.
Yeah.
How many does he have this year?
He has 13 this year.
And how many homers does he
13.
Have?
13.
I believe also 13, yeah.
So, I mean, he almost deals – I mean, I was going to say he almost deals as many bags as he homers. This year he's literally done the exact same. So, like, he does steal bags. That's
Would you rather have as many home runs as steals or as many errors as RBIs?
The first thing. Yeah. The former.
Probably, right.
Give me the first thing over that last thing. That last thing didn't sound so good. But, yeah, we were comparing him to Joey Gallo yesterday. Like, would you take a Joey Gallo career right now? Thanks, guys. I haven't kept up much of the minors. I really don't either. Like, once a week, I'll go look at some numbers from, like, the top prospects. Or, like, when they're being talked about as much as Joey Loperfido knocking on the door, then I'm going to take a look at his
when
game.
When the Space Cowboys put out tweets if he gets player of the week or player of the month or things like that.
I think Joey Gallo is a solid comp for, like, a name that, like, we all kind of heard of. Like, there were some people in my comments, like, throwing out these other names who were very, like, you have to really pay attention to baseball to know who these guys are. Gallo, to me, is, like, the easiest, like, everybody's going to know who that is. But he's a bigger guy, not like, husky. Like, he's very lean, but he's strong. And he's a good athlete. He's a really good athlete. Yeah. He's capable of playing center field. I want him to eventually be the everyday first baseman, like, within the next week. It seems like they don't want to do that to him, which I don't love that idea.
I don't love it at all.
I don't love that idea. Here's someone's stat line for Loperfido. Lopo hits .269, 14 homers. Oh, I already read that one.
You think there's any chance that this opens the door for Dubon to play first base?
I think it's less likely because now you have another guy who's capable. I think it's less likely. I think we're just going to keep running out. I think they're going to eventually get Loperfido over there.
I would assume it's going to be Singleton until Loperfido's ready.
Well, Singleton, I think, will get a run of play, yes.
Ugh.
But I don't think that Yiners – that doesn't seem like part of their plan because I think that they would have tried that stuff before they called up Loperfido. I think Loperfido is the backup first baseman until he's the primary first baseman, which I hope comes within the next week. I hope it's that quick.
Has anyone said if he's playing a corner or outfield spot or center field?
Playing left field.
Did he say left or just outfield?
Lineup's out.
Oh, the lineup is
out. Oh, ew. Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's hear it.
Altuve leading off at second. Bregman third base, batting second. Alvarez third. Tucker fourth. Pena fifth. Yiner sixth. Joey in left.
Seventh.
At seventh. Singleton eighth. And Jake at nine.
I wonder if it's Chaz hamstring issues.
They said that's why they're holding him out, that he's still dealing
with it. I was wondering if Loperfido was going to be the left fielder, and then you just split Jake and Chaz until one
Chandler
of them actually
or somebody
gets
tweeted it out about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago about Chaz.
No, where do you see the lineup? Okay.
Someone near the ballpark.
I want to do my what's wrong with a spot. I haven't seen the lineup yet. So Loperfido, first big league start in left field, bats seventh. That's cool. That's fine. I'm a little worried about Chaz and Myers not performing. We need one of those guys to really step up.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, going up against a guy like Carrasco, I mean, he's a veteran, solid pitcher. I'll be curious to see what Loperfido looks like. But, I mean.
Cookie?
Yeah,
Cookie Carrasco?
I was trying to remember because he came back, right? Because he was with the Mets.
Yeah, he was awful for a little while.
Yeah, and he beat cancer.
Did he?
Yeah, he had cancer. And
I didn't know that.
He took time off when he was with the Mets and then came back, and now he's back with the Guards. I'm excited to see him play. I'm just less excited because Singleton's in the lineup.
Yeah, but he's going to be, unless they make Loperfido the first baseman. Can we agree that Loperfido should be the first baseman? We're on the same page there?
Completely.
We're on the same page there? I wonder how much of this is Chaz hamstring, though.
So I think that plays a factor in it right now, but I think that I'm not assuming that Chaz is going to be out an extended period of time because of this. Otherwise, they'd already put him on the injured list.
Right.
So I would think that your only other option, because I think I'm with you, that Joey's going to be the first baseman to go to, but I would be interested in Cabbage, depending on what you decide to do the rest of the way. And if Singleton continues to not hit the baseball, I'm not worried about him being out of options. I'm worried about guys that can hit the ball at first base. And if you want a platoon situation, then give another guy that in one at-bat that hit an extra base hit in Mexico when he was called up for two games, at least got more hits than the guys that we've seen from in a short dose. I'd give him more of an opportunity.
Yeah. I wonder if Cabbage is the guy they bring up tomorrow.
See, that's what I was thinking, but you make the point, and it's a valid one.
It's the same conversation with two different players.
But they need another infielder.
I mean, it's the same argument we had yesterday, but instead of it being about Singleton and Kessinger, it's about Cabbage and Hinsley.
Right.
It's the same argument we had yesterday, but the characters have changed.
Yeah, so that means if Joe Espada feels like Dubon's still my backup infielder,
yeah,
then they would go to Cabbage.
It's funny how it's the same exact debate, but the characters have changed.
The game's the same, the name's changed.
713, and maybe Chaz is the determining factor here. Like, if he was 100%, maybe they just bring up the infielder. But if he's not 100%, they bring up the outfielder. Yep. But the other thing you have to start worrying about, too, is you only get five options a year. And Cabbage would have been, like, if you bring him up and then you send him down when Chaz is healthy,
I don't think
twice.
That counts, Mexico. It counts.
Oh, you might
it's
be right.
It's an exemption.
That's a good point.
It's an exemption for the Mexico trip.
Yeah, that's a good call. So I think it's more likely they call up Cabbage then. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. The Astros played the Guards later tonight. So, start of the series, we're bringing back an old game. Is this guy a Guardian of the Galaxy, or is this guy a Cleveland Guardian? 713-780-ESPN if you want to play along. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Brandon.
What is this music?
It's the Avengers soundtrack, essentially. The music, the main theme when the Avengers come on.
So I've never seen Guardians of the Galaxy. I had to use Google for this assignment. Yeah,
the Guardians are a part of the Avengers.
I know you knew this, but me either.
Is this the one where Batista's in?
He is, yeah, he is a member of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
He was like the walking fox.
Who's Batista?
No, he's not a fox.
Well, he's an actor now, but yeah, was formerly a wrestler. Batista. Isn't there a fox, though, on this Avenger
no,
thing?
No, there's a raccoon.
Or the Guardian of the Galaxy. That's a raccoon?
Yeah, it's a raccoon.
He needs to work on his look a little bit. All right, so is this guy a Cleveland Guardian, or is he a Guardian of the Galaxy? You can play along. All right, first one for both of you. This is best of seven. I don't care who starts first.
He loves this Guardian of the Galaxy.
He told us during the break he had a Guardian of the Galaxy cup that he's literally drinking out of right now. Did you do that? Why did you do that? Did you know that we were doing this? Did you know we were? No one wants to see Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I just put it up.
Did you know this was?
No, I bring this every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's your daily?
Yeah, it's my daily.
Could have been Guardian or Cleveland Brown.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been.
Except for otherwise, we're not playing screwed. The Cleveland Browns.
I'm really got it.
So we'll rotate this up. Today I just took the lead. But next week, the next series, you can take it, Blankers, and then we'll rotate it around. All right, first one that's on the chopping block here. Gabriel Arias. Blankers, you go first. Is he a guard or is he a Guardian of the Galaxy?
To me, sounds like it's a baseball name because what's the guy on your cup?
Star-Lord?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
I don't think Jeremy's going to use that name, though. I'm not going to say
Star-Lord has a real name? Yeah, don't use it.
Yeah, I'm going to say his real name.
I don't think I'm going to go Star-Lord and then ask you, is he a guard or
baseball player.
You going baseball player?
Yes.
Going guard? All right, Brian.
Yeah, I'm also going baseball player.
That is correct. 1-1. You're keeping up.
Oh, boy.
Look at you.
One.
You're hanging around.
I'm on the board.
You're hanging around. All right, next one.
I won't be shut out.
Estevan Florial.
Is that Alan going first here?
No, you're going first here.
I haven't heard of him as an Avenger or a Guardian, so I'm going to say baseball player.
I don't even know the difference between Avengers and Guardians.
I'm definitely going to say baseball player.
That is correct. Estevan Florial is a member of the Guardians.
That's easy. I'm just playing defense when Brian goes first.
Number three. You're not going to win that way. Number three, Ben Lively. Guardian or member of the Guardians of the Galaxy, I think.
I'm going to... I think it's tricky. I think I'm going to say a Guardian of the Galaxy.
Okay, Brian?
I don't know. But I don't know. I'm not 100% on this stumped one. That name sounds familiar. If he's a Guardian of the Galaxy, he's not a main Guardian of the Galaxy. I don't know how far you went down the roster on this.
Well, it had to be a little tricky.
I'm going to go baseball player.
Ben Lively is a starting pitcher for the Guards.
I dodged a bullet.
Three starts. He's 0-1 with a 2.30 ERA. You said baseball player?
No, he said guard. Didn't lose. Yeah, he tied, but I didn't get one wrong. We're still tied.
No, you got that one wrong.
You got that one wrong.
You said he's a Guardian of the Galaxy.
Oh, well, I did.
You're down 3-2 now.
Like, what are you talking about? All right, next one, and Brian's up first here. Adam Warlock.
Oh, that's easy. That is a Guardian.
The way you answer that question, now he has...
I'm already up, though. It doesn't matter.
I agree with Brian.
Yeah, he is a Guardian of the Galaxy. No idea what he does. All right, next one. Blankers is first. Moloka Dar.
Guardian of the Galaxy.
I haven't heard of it, so I'm going to go baseball player.
Oh, he's a member of the Guardian of the Galaxy thing.
Oh,
he's a Guardian of the Galaxy.
Okay,
I have no idea who he is, but he's on the IMDb of Guardian of the Galaxy.
It's got to be a Guardian of the Galaxy.
So did you just go to the IMDb page for one of the movies? Is that what you did?
I just Googled Guardians of the Galaxy characters, and then they showed all of them.
Okay.
What's the name again?
Moloka Dar. I think that's how you pronounce it. This is what he looks like here. He's got, like, this weird, deformed face.
We need a tall Moloka Gar light on the phone.
He's got this weird, deformed face. He kind of looks like Ezekiel Estacio a little bit.
Wow. Shots fired.
Exactly.
All right, so you are tied, surprisingly.
Four. How many we got left?
There's two left. There's two left. And you're up first here, Brian?
I'm up first, yeah.
Nova Pilot.
That is a Guardian of the Galaxy.
His arrogance, though, is not really good for the gamesmanship of this game.
It's a Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yeah, you're not playing coy at all. It's a terrible bluff. He is a member of the Guardian of the Galaxy. So we're all tied up going into Game 7. Game 7. Blankers is going first. Tim Herron.
Golfer. Baseball player.
Okay. Brian?
I believe that is also a baseball player.
Y'all tied.
He is a baseball player.
Tim Herron's a baseball player. He's in their bullpen. He's actually really good. Sub-1 ERA on the year. Might see him. He's a lefty, too. So I bet you Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker will see a little bit of Tim Herron.
Remember Tim Herron, the golfer?
I don't. Is that how he walked?
Yeah, he was a little.
Blakers was doing this little jovial saunter
there.
He's like
a fat Conor McGregor.
I didn't want to say it, but yes, he was a tall, chunky golfer that wore a visor a lot and was pretty good for a while.
I remember a Chris Herron. Who's Chris Herron?
Chris Herron was the point guard that did the.
He's the motivational speaker.
Yeah, motivational speaker now after he overcame a drug addiction.
Oh, that's where I know. He's the 30 for 30 guy.
That documentary was great.
That's where I know the name. Yeah, Chris Herron. Blankers, I'm proud of you.
I survived.
I'm proud of you.
Survive in advance.
You got to lean over and cheat off my sheet a little bit, but...
No, your delivery. He's right. Your delivery gave me everything
I
needed.
I know.
Yeah, the raccoon is voiced by Bradley Cooper.
It is. Yeah, Rocket Raccoon.
Who the hell would...
You should have said Peter Quill.
I was waiting for the Peter Quill. That's who Star-Lord is.
Galaxy?
That's who Star-Lord is, Peter Quill.
Huh, fun game.
I figured you weren't going to say Drax the Destroyer.
No, we need to bring that game back. That was fun.
You got it next time, which would be Friday. They take on the Mariners.
Okay.
Friday. Are you guys claiming credit for the Gallo comp? It's a fairly obvious comp.
No one else did it.
And we're not taking credit for it. We just said we did it on the show yesterday.
Yeah, we did it before anybody else did.
This guy says Nova Pilot. He isn't even a name, though. That's like listing Cop 1 and Cop 2. I have no idea what that means. Do you have any idea what that means, Brian?
Say it again.
That Nova Pilot isn't even a name, though.
I mean, it's not really a named character, no. There's lots of Nova Pilots, and that's a part of basically a military force that protects a planet.
I'm done with this. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. What is the biggest contract that you'd offer Bregman that he just might accept after this slow start? 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. I have a deal for you that you want to accept. It's the club at Texas Star Grill Shop. If you haven't joined already, you are missing out. Head to 975grills.com right now so you stop missing out. or just mention the club when you go into any of their four Houston locations. As a member of the club, you will enjoy special in-store discounts that can't be found anywhere else. The best products in the outdoor cooking world at Texas Star Grill Shop, and they're giving you prices you won't see anywhere when you join the club. From Traeger to Weber to Napoleon, they have it all. Wood pellet, charcoal, gas, everything. How about outdoor pizza ovens? Those are fun. Flat top grills, outstanding, whatever you want, and they'll beat any price if you're a club member. Stop falling for the trick of walking into the big box stores, purchasing the first grill you see. You don't want to do that. Shop at Texas Star Grill Shop and educate yourself in the grill game. If you're going to buy a grill in this town, you want to talk to them first. Listen to this. Full free installation. You don't have to worry about 100 pieces in assembly. Don't have to worry about a box unloaded on your driveway. Full free assembly and delivery for club members. From start to finish, Texas Star Grill Shop will be there. How about their outdoor kitchen options? 975grills.com. The best in the business. And club members will get special pricing on custom outdoor kitchen with free consultation and free assembly. The stuff they can do is incredible. Join the club, 975grills.com, for the best barbecue, the best barbecue grills, the best price, 975grills.com.
ESPN 97.5.